We are up to Simin Reish Samach, and that's what we'll be doing today. Mitzvah Lirchotz. The Machaber Shita is that there's a mitzvah to wash your hands, your face, and your feet. This is based on the Gemara of Yehuda Bar Aviloi. They used to bring him a Kiton Shalmayim. He would wash his hands, his face, and his feet before Shabbos. The Ramah adds that ideally you should be washing your whole body. Hagah Kol Gufo. V'imiev Shalo Yirchotz Ponav Yadav Araglav B'chamin Berev Shabbos. This is not a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you certainly should not come l'day Safik Chil Shabbos in order to be Makayim it, whether it be by the bathing itself or by combing one's hair out afterwards. And he says that it is right that there be somebody that's making sure that people are not being Machal Shabbos in order to be Makayim this halacha. Women too are chayiv in this halacha. If a woman is running late, says the Mishnah Berurah, let her just wash her hands and face just before Shabbos and forget about the shower. What's with feet? The minig is not to wash feet, of course, unless one showers completely. But if one didn't get a chance to when Shabbos is coming, where you just wash your hands and face, we don't wash feet. So the Mishnah Berurah brings those that say that Bizman HaZeh, that we don't walk around barefoot, our feet are not so filthy. In the olden days, when people walked around barefoot in the streets, their feet were really black. Now, you're supposed to do this on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. To do this on Thursday, it's not nikur that it's Lakovit Shabbos, unless there's really no choice. Also, you have to wash in hot water, and with lukewarm water, it's a suffix if you're really yotza altogether. Further, umitzvah lachuv harosh, there's a mitzvah to shampoo the head with whatever does the job. Ulegalea chatziparnayim be'erev Shabbos, also to cut your nails on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that we don't cut nails on Thursday because 3 days after you cut them, they start growing, meaning that they start growing big, in which case you've defeated the purpose. He doesn't mean that they stop and then they start growing again on the third day and there's some kind of isra of it being tzomeach. But one of the proofs that he doesn't mean that is because the Mishnah Berurah also brings that an inyan of not cutting your fingernails and your toenails the same day. So he tells you, go cut your toenails on Thursday. If it's so usser, and you're going to be over on some form of planting, I guess, then he would not have told you to do it. So the halacha is that if you can, what you should do is cut your toenails on Thursday, your fingernails on Friday. Vima yusaras rosho gudolos mitzvah legalchan. If you need a haircut, take one. Ukshenotol tziparnov lo yitol osam kesidron. You do not cut your nails in order. V'yaskel b'smol, you begin with your left hand. B'kmitza, which is the finger next to the pinky. U'v'yemin be'etzpa, and on the right hand with your index finger. The simen lozeh, dalet beis hey gimel aleph b'smolo, u'beis dalet aleph gimel hey b'yemin. So what you do is you go according to that order, which means that you do the left hand first. On the left hand, you start with the next to the leftmost finger, and then you move right. You move towards the right. You skip one and cut the next finger, and then you skip back to the beginning and do the three fingers you haven't cut. On the right hand, you start with your index finger, there too, you then move down. To the right, two fingers, then go back to the beginning and do the three that you haven't cut yet. Sif Beis. Oh yes, with regard to getting rid of nails, the Gemara says, someone who soreth the tziparnayim is a chassid, one who buries them is a tzaddik, one who throws them is a rasha. So first of all, the reason for it is, it says that it's a sakana for a pregnant woman to walk over. It says the Mishnah Berurah, like in a place of like a base medrash, where there are no pregnant women walking, there wouldn't be any problem. And that would not be a lack of the Midas Chassidus. Another thing is that the nail is only dangerous if it's stepped on in its place. So if it's moved to another room, it's not a problem. Something fell on the floor, what you can do, if a nail fell on the floor, you can sweep the floor so that even though the nail may still be there, it's not where it was. But once again, some say that it's got to be out of the room altogether. There's a tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid not to cut nails on Rosh Chodesh, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos. Siv Beis, Kshiyas Samuch L'Chasheicha Yishal La'Anshei Beiso. When it comes near to Shabbos, you're supposed to ask, you're supposed to tell the people in your house, ask and tell, B'Loshen Raka, in a soft voice, because if you terrorize the people in your house, you never know what's going to happen. Isartem, did you take Meiser? Eraftem, did you take care of the Erev, if you need an Erev Chatzeris? Hifrashtem Chala, you took off Chala. And the Yomer Lehem Halik was in there. And then he tells them, all right, it's time to light the candles. And it says, Zermo, b'mokim she'in masrim ein sarach lomer isartem. So in a place where that you don't meister, you can skip that. The minig is not to ask Hifrashtem is Lachala. The time to ask is before Bein HaShemashis. And if you're not home, you're really supposed to send the shliach to ask this.